Okay, so the topic of today's chavura, which will be a lot of learning together. Here, Tom, and this is a source sheet, if you'd like one, is going to be in a case of shia, negligence on the part of a shomer, how clearly do we have to know that the ultimate cause of death was due to the negligence? Now, that is the general topic. Keeping in mind that the answer to this question may be different based on whether or not you hold generally tchilato b'shia b'sofa b'ones chayav, or whether or not you think tchilato b'shia b'sofa b'ones is patur. Meaning, even if you think that tchilato b'shia b'sofa b'ones chayav, you still may, and korna sar mishonim do, need to be able to tie the onus to the pshia. However, even though you do need to say that the onus is related to the pshia, it might be a lower standard than if you think that tchilas of pshia v'sofa onus is generally putter. In which case, you really need to be able to say that the reason that the animal died was because of the pshia. So that is the question. So we look at our Gemara and our parak we've been learning, which is Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. We're just going to briefly review the Gemara outside. So the Gemara discussed this case where in the Reisha, the Socher, the renter, veers from the instructions of the owner of this donkey, and he switches the terrain which he directs the animal on. And in the Reisha of the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah, it sounds like regardless of how the animal dies, whether or not it is a death that is tied to the location the animal was in, he is still liable. The question is why that is. So the Gemara actually gives a few answers. It says, the first answer is Rav Yonah. Rav Yonah says that in the beginning of the Mishnah, the animal died machamas avir, because of the air in the atmosphere. Therefore, regardless of where you brought the animal, since it died because of the air or the pressure in the air, you are liable. That is Rav Yonah. Rav Yosi Bar Chanina says it is meta machmat ubtsina, right? That it died because of fatigue. And the last answer is hikisha nachash, that it was bitten by a snake. So the question is, in all of these cases, how do we know? How do we know that that's why it died? How clear does it need to be to us that it didn't just die naturally, that its death was indeed a result of your switching and disobedience to the owner's directions? Do we know clearly that it was made to Machman Agar? How do we prove that? Do we have to prove that? So that's the question at hand. Just even before we get into the Rishonim, you could distinguish between the first two and last answer in two ways. Meaning, although you would have told me that, look, the fact that a snake bit the animal doesn't seem to be, you know, generally correlated with a valley or a mountain, nevertheless, it happens to be that in this particular valley, the snake did bite it. So we could argue about whether or not, you know, generally there are snakes on mountains or valleys. But in this particular circumstance, the reason it died was certainly because of the snake. We know that was the case. However, in the case of the avir or the utsana, right, in the case where we're saying that the animal was fatigued or the animal couldn't breathe appropriately, it's hard to know if that's really what caused it to die. Maybe it just died. Okay, so that is the question at hand. We start off looking at Rashi. Rashi on this particular sugya. And again, keeping in mind, this should potentially depend on whether or not you are within the general shita that tchilato b'shia v'sofa b'ones chayav or tchilato b'shia v'sofa b'ones pator. Right? That is relevant. So Rashi here, if you look at Shemitah Machman Avir, lo huchlaka v'lo huchlaka huchama. We know it didn't get heated up. It wasn't the heat that caused its death. It didn't slip and fall. Umeita me'atma, just died. Hoel v'shinaba, since he changed, yachal lomarlo, lomeita zu ela machamat avir. I could tell you, it died because of the air. Lo haitali mudali gadel ba'avir har v'kashala. It's not used to this. I know my good old donkey, Bessie, and I know that she doesn't like mountains. She only likes valleys. And I told you that you shouldn't have brought her into the mountain, and you did. And I'm telling you the reason that she died is because she just couldn't have handled the air in that mountain, you know, as the owner says, holding back the tears from the loss of his donkey. So it seems that the Rashi, how much proof do you have? Not so much. It says, he says, Meta me'atzma. It died by itself. I don't know if we're performing any autopsies. You know, you could claim that the reason it died was because you disobeyed my instructions. That's what, because that's what Rashi says. In the case of Utsina, you have a pretty similar case, says Rashi. Ayefet v'yagim maso licha bahar. It was because it was tired. That's what Utsina means. Yachal omer lo ayefet tamala sha'olta lo rosh ahar ho'ala mechila akein aifala la'achar zman. The reason that it died is not just because it got tired, because, you know, it was the end of the line. It got tired because you brought it up the mountain, and I told you not to do that. I told you to go to a valley. And he says, if he brought it to a valley, you know, then you can't blame it on the fatigue of the ascension to the mountain. You would say, and also about Koach, if it had been in a mountain, the air would have given it strength, would have had more energy, and that wouldn't have happened. But since you brought it to the Bika, again, Bivika lo shal ba'avir v'hihaita chasera koach v'yageela. So Rashi again says, it's essentially a claim that the owner has the right to make. The owner has the right to claim that, look, the reason that this happened was because of you disobeying me. Now, from Rashi, it's certainly not evident that this is specifically Tchilato B'Shia B'Sof of Onis Chayav. It doesn't mention any sort of Onis at all. It seems from Rashi that Rashi thinks, number one, that being Mishana is considered a form of Shia, at the very least, and number two, that once there is this Shia, once it is evident that you were negligent, as the owner or the owner of the animal has a very low standard, if any at all, to claim the loss based on your negligence. As long as he could say, well, this was your fault, it's only because of your negligence, you are going to be chayav. No mention of any evidence whatsoever. I mean, you know, it sounds like we know that it died because of fatigue, but we don't know that the fatigue is at all related to any particular condition on the valley or the mountain. Maybe it wasn't, maybe it was, but I could claim it was. And therefore you are chayav.
Rashi considers that fully Shia, or Rashi considers that still has some Shia
self-bonus? I think I'm arguing that it's Shia.
Fully Shia.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm arguing that it's Shia, and I'd like to back it up later. But fine. That is the opinion of Rashi. Tosafot clearly disagrees with this opinion. As pointed out by the Riva, Tosafot is not happy with Rashi, although he doesn't call him out explicitly. It's interesting. So look at Tosafot. Hochama machmat hamayla chayiv. Vim tomar v'heichi adin bereisha. Zika, or actually rather, kigon shmeitam machmat avir. That Tosafot kigon. Pirshia dua she'oto hayom haya avir mishune b'harim yotir mevika. Oh, ifcha. We know that day the air, in the atmosphere, the air pressure was different in the mountain than in the valley. We know. Mishaleg u'mimotar. Right? Either because of snow or rain, and therefore it's Pshia. So Tosfot explicates that it needs to be that we know that it was different. Right? That the circumstances were different. Now, Tosfot does not say necessarily that we know that the reason that it died was because of that difference in the atmosphere. But at least we have to know about a difference in the atmosphere. The conditions we need to know about. Right, that's what Tosafot is explicating.
And if we don't,
then we would not be able to make such a claim.
And then it would be Onas and Potter.
Onas, yeah.
Onas and Potter.
Potter.
He's saying the whole time he's there in a different environment, and that's one more shear.
I think Tosos is suggesting that given that that there is a difference, I think he's saying as follows. Again, you were Poshea by switching. At least in this point of Tosos, that's pretty clear. That's Pshia. By switching, that's Pshia.
Yeah.
The question is, well, what about the fact that it died? Is that a reflection or a cause by your Pshia? The answer says is, well, we have to, it depends. If we know that there was a quality of difference between the mountain and the valley, then yes, then we can claim that. Again, we don't need to be able to prove that that's what caused your death. But we at least have to have a good reason to say that your death was related to the Pshia. Now, again, keep in mind, Tosos here is within all opinions. He's not limiting it to the opinion of Tchilato Pshia Fesof Ba'onis Chayef. This is within all opinions. He's arguing that this is Pshia. However, you do need to have a, you have to have this condition. If you look at the next Tosos, Rosi Baruch Nina Amar Shemita Mahmat Uvzida. Shenityaga Machma Malacha, the Afa God the Meta Machma Malacha, Miko Makam, Kivan Shishina Chayev, Shemhail Alicha Bahar, Efshar Shemel Mir Shemlaitami Agas Machmad Avir, Barush Sholisham, Oam Hail Alicha Bavika, Lohitami Agasham, Lafishain Torasham. So it's interesting. Here Tosafot does not seem to explicate specifically there's any difference in between the Har and the Bika. What I do suspect, though, is that, again, the case is different. Here we know it was fatigued. And I think what Tosafot is simply saying here is that there we generally know that there that fatigue may be affected by the environments in the Bika or the Har. That's what he's saying. I mean, there is this difference between the Bika and the Har. The Bika is less air, it's hotter. Mountains is more air, but it's an ascension. You have to schlep it up the mountain. That is a known difference between a mountain and a valley. Whether or not that is what caused the fatigue, I don't know. But Tosos doesn't require that. Okay? So here Tosos is requiring a difference, at least in the environment in terms of where the renter switched it to. Okay? So look at if you take a look at the Ritva, if you look at the, it's actually the third source in the sheet. So the Ritva points this out, this distinction between Rashi and Tosfos, and he takes issue with Rashi, but in doing so, it seems like he's going a bit further. Okay? And I will admit that this was pointed out to me by the Megia, the footnote guy, in the Ritva. So I'm not taking full credit for being such a bucky. But I think he's right. So if you think of the third paragraph. Zuz shita rashiza. Ki afa pisha in anu makirin shemeta machman avir. Even though we don't know that it died because of the avir, or machman uptina, or because of fatigue, anu tolin bedavar, we assume this was the case, kede lechayev vazesha pasha, to obligate the person who was negligent. All we know is that it just died. A normal natural death. Doesn't matter. We'll obligate the person who was negligent. Says the Revav Ein Pirush Ze Nachon. It's not right. Rashi's wrong. Taking him on. Chad number one. Right, so the Revav already starts talking within terms, right? As we know, and we'll continue to, and this is one of the most important gemaras regarding the sugya tchilas v'shia v'sofonis. You have an argument on lamavav mabiz between Abaye and Rava in the case where you're negligent and the animal goes into the meadow. Abaye says everybody will agree that, and then it dies naturally. Abaye says everybody will agree that you're chayiv. Rava says everybody will agree that you're putter. So Rava says, according to Abaye, I understand Rashi. El Rava, because you could always Abaye seems like you could always claim that it's because of the Pshia. That's the way the Ritva understands Abaye. El Rava Damar Malcham Aves Ketala Ma'ikul Meimar, but Rava in that Gemara says that no, you don't say Malcham Aves Maliha Maliha. Some you say, sorry, you do say that. You don't say that it's because of the Pshia. You say, well, maybe it died because of the. Because of just it just died, and it's not relevant to your Pshia. That's number one. But oh. Even Abaye only says that, and this is an important distinction in the Riva, even Abaye will only say that in a case where you're completely poshea, where you were negligent. However, the Rivas says in this case, which we'll get to in just a minute, Rivas says in this case that this is not that's disobeying the instructions from the owner of your rental does not constitute complete negligence. And therefore, even a buyer would agree in this case that we wouldn't pin the death of the animal on your negligence without evidence to do so. He says, and the Mishnah sounds like it. The Potter Kishame Sakadarka. We don't ask from Miss Gemara on Abaye who says, what do you mean? It sounds like in the Mishnah, if it dies naturally, that you're Potter. We don't ask because it's a different case. He says, the Gemara says it was Mesamach Masavir. Sounds like we know it was Mesamach Masavir. Now, I think this is a bit of a weak diuk, because although it says Mesamach Masavir, Amrinon Avir Dahar Tala, Amrinon Avir the Bikatala, sounds like we are sort of making a claim for the person. It doesn't seem like we have such good evidence. I guess Riva would say, we know it, why it died. We just don't know that the reason it died that way was because of the disobedience, right? Because of the switch that the renter made. But either way, he says, no, it's not true. So let's take a handshake here. Really, here's the case. De'hacha b'shenikerba shemisa machmas avir vadai o machmas otzera. We have to know for sure, for certainly, that the reason it died was because of the avir, or because of the otzera. We have to know that with certitude. And then we could say that. These claims. Okay, so that is the opinion of the Rivat, that we need to know that this is why it died. That the reason it died was because of the avir. We don't necessarily need to know that the reason it died, that the avir, its death via the avir was because of you, but we know that it died because of the avir. Now, if you take a minute to think about it, even Tosfot does not go that far, right? Tosfot doesn't say we did an autopsy, or, you know, we know with certitude that it died because of avir. Tosfot says we know the avir was different. Right? So the Riva has a higher standard here, that we have to know that the reason it died was because of the avir. We have to know the cause of death. And once we know the cause of death, then we can attribute it to your negligence. Tosfot does not want to say that. However, the Riva does have a pretty strong attack on Rashi here. How will Rashi square this Gemara with the Gemara on Lamavav Amabez? Especially if Rashi wants to say that this is according to all opinions. Even according to Mand Amr, Chato, Shia, Vesoba, Ones, Pater. Okay. That is the Riva. If you take a look at Tosfot HaRash, he also is pretty consistent with Tosfos, okay? This is the second Tosfos HaRash. That the air was difficult and different in that day. Right? That, again, the way the Tosfos Rush says it, we have to know that the air was different. It was a different environment. Once we know that, he veered from the instructions of the owner, then we assume that if he had done it differently, it would not have died. We don't have to know that that's why it died. We just need to know about the condition. So that is the rush. There is a problem. What?
In the case of Nechashim, by the way, it's going to be pretty obvious, even according to Tosfos.
Right. There, I think, that's why I said at the outside, I think in this regard, the case of Nechashim is better.
Right.
Meaning within assuming, in regard that the cause of death, it's very clear the cause of death. Then you could start arguing, but it's not his fault, or like, you know, why specifically mountain to other, like, if we know that are Nechashim, they're not, it sounds like you could argue that it should be an Ones, and that's fine, but assuming, in terms of knowing the cause of death, I don't think the Nechashim is really particularly difficult. The snake bit it, perfect. If it's your fault or not, we can argue, but the snake definitely bit it, and that's why it died. Fine. However, if you take a look, there is a bit of an inconsistency in the Ritva and the Rush. And it's the opposite inconsistency because they have differing shitos on this matter. What about the case of Mahamat HaMale? So take a look at the second Ritva I quoted for you. So again, the Mishnah says that generally, if you were given instructions to bring the animal into a valley, and then you switch and instead you deviate from the instructions and you bring it to a mountain, so if you're only liable if chuchama, if it, you know, the heat causes it to die, but if chuchlika, sorry, you're only chayiv if it slips and falls, but if it suffocates, you won't be chayiv. But it says machmal amayla chayiv. If we will be machayiv you if it dies because of the fact you brought it up the mountain. Because we acknowledge that bringing an animal up a mountain is more demanding than simply bringing it to a valley. How do we know? How are we to know that it died machmal amayla? That it died because of the ascension. Does that mean that it died on the way up? Could it be it died on the top of the mountain? So who's to know whether or not it died because of the ascension or died just because it died? Hard to know. Says the Mirfa, Pirish, Kishayish Torah Pemala, Sha'efsha Litlosba. Right. Very Tosos-esque. Mirfa says, how do we know? When Kishayesh Torah b'mala, because there is a strain in bringing the animal up the mountain, and that we can't, it's possible to pin its death on that. Doesn't the river require that you had to know why it died? Furthermore, the Rush has the opposite problem, because what does the Rush say? Ukegon shem v'im machman hamal lechayiv. That we know that the reason that it was hochma, that it heated up, was because of the mila. Right, you got burned up there, and you barely did any work with it once you got to the top of the mountain, and all of a sudden it was very hot and it died. So here, the Rush is the... clearly, we know the condition, right? We know that there is a strain in bringing up the mountain, but the Rush is not satisfied with that. He needs it to be that we know that the reason it died was because of the mila.
Right.
So, yeah, what do you think?
I mean, it's clearly different here because we know that it's Huchaming.
Ah, good. Good. So, I think the Rush is easy to explain based on what Ezra just said. Yeah, I think that Rush is easier to explain. I'm just pointing out that it's very interesting. It's very, I know this is, it's pretty, it's ironic that they switch sides in this case, where the Ritva has a lower standard in the case of Mala, and the Rush has a higher standard. That's interesting. Now, Ezra, I think, points out that there is a certain chazaka here, meaning we know why it died. It was Chochmah. We can feel the animal's temperature is very hot, and it seems that, you know, that's why it's dying. So once there's that chazaka, that the reason that it died was because of hochama, the Rush required to be motzi it from that chazaka to say that the reason that its temperature rose wasn't just because of some sort of freak accident that happened, but rather, which you shouldn't be liable for on the mountain, but rather is because of the fact that you brought it up. That's when the Rush requires, the evidence. Mashin came generally, you don't have this chazaka of hochma, right? In a case where it's avir, we don't know at all why it died. You know, it could be it died naturally, it could be it died because of the avir. There's no reason to assume that it died naturally. It also could be because of the avir. And we know that there is a difference in Avir. There, the Rush won't require particular evidence as to how it died. The Ritva, why is the Ritva less makel here? I think, again, here you could argue the opposite. Because here, by being Mile, that changed the Chazaka in and of itself. I think that's what you would argue. Meaning, in a case where you're, you know, let's say it wasn't too difficult to get up a mountain, and what we're talking about is contrasting the environment once you're on the top of the mountain and then once you're in the Bikka, so then we have to determine that the reason that you died is because of the particular condition, or at least that was the cause of death. Here, you were, by bringing up the mountain, exposing it to the strain of getting up the mountain, that already says, okay, likely the reason that it died was because of the Mila. Yeah, and I think you could argue for the Ritva that, you know, Mahmas HaMaila itself is almost closer to Poshea Gomor, right? That it's not just an onis. Exposing it to that strain of going up the mountain when it wasn't fit to do so is in and of itself a problem of Shia. Fine. That is the that's in terms of this Gemara here. However, there is another Gemara that we need to grapple with, and we also need to rescue Rashi. How is Rashi going to understand these cases? So I think Rashi may be relying on the Gemara Alam Bavav Amid Beis. Okay, without looking at it inside the Gemara specifically, the Gemara had said that you were negligent and you didn't enclose the animal appropriately. You let the door open. The animal wanders out of the pen and goes into this meadow. In the meadow, it dies naturally. The Rishonim are bothered, aside from the Meiri, the Rishonim are bothered by why it has to be a case that you were negligent in allowing the animal to leave the pen. Why don't we just say that, you know, if we're really arguing like Abaye says it was the heat of the meadow which killed the animal. So even if you brought it there and exposed it to that heat in the meadow, you should be liable. Why is it specifically Pasha above Yatzatala Agam, that you were negligent, you didn't watch it appropriately, and then without you watching, the animal went on its own to the meadow. So the Rishonim are bothered by this. So take a look. So first of all, even within this sugya, before addressing that question, if you look at Rashi here, Lam Vav Amud Beis, says Elafila Man De Amar Pater Hachachayiv. The Hasam, says Rashi, in the case of Shrifa De Irvini on Mem Beis, where you don't hide the money appropriately and it gets stolen. The Hasam Lekap Shut Eli and Nura. There, you were only negligent regarding the fire of a Hacha. Ikla Me Reb Shia Mesa. We could say that it died because you're negligent. Sheim Haite Bevaye Ve Lo Meta. Right? Again, does Rashi have a high standard of evidence? Not particularly. Sounds like we know that you brought it to the Agam, and we know that there is Hevel in the Agam. Do we know that that's what killed it? I don't know. Maybe it did. Rashi's pretty consistent. However, other Rishonim are bothered by this this question. If you take a look at the Ritva for a second, so v'im holchaka pater says Ritva. This is by us. V'lekel me'mar klaso she'eso bonis chayav. Right. This is in the opposite case where you bring it to the valley and then it falls down and slips and dies. Don't tell me you should be chayav because the klaso she'eso bonis. Why? Came from the kol shekin she'iran onis im lo shina. Certainly the onis would have happened if he did not deviate from the owner's instructions. Upashad uzeh. Aval ikula mega tikimasnisein. However, we have another question of our mission. Dimashad the ilu mesaka darka putter. Mida galoka tani chayuva el behocha kabahar oem hochama bevika. Ha imesa putter. It sounds like if it dies naturally, you are exempt. Umaishna mi pasha baviyatzata la agam. How is this different than the case of Lam Vavamabes, where at least according to Abaye, when you're negligent and it dies in the meadow, we say it was your fault. It was the environment of the meadow which killed it. Why not say the same in the case of the Bikkur of the Har? We'll say it was Avira de Bikkur Kotla. Right, that's the Ritva's question. So take a look at the fourth line. Here's an interesting answer, an important one. V'yishlomar da'akam l'mora b'yhosam el b'shechilas v'b'shia g'mura. That was only stated, even Abaye only states this, in a case where you were completely negligent. Kigon shapasha b'aviyatzat ala agam o shahel al roshi tzukin. right? Where you were negligent and you let it go into this meadow, or you brought it up to the high, that top of this cliff. Then we will attribute the death to your negligence in any possible way. We don't say that the angel of death killed it. Right? So the Rifba says that the difference in our Mishnah is that specifically by Pashaba v'yotzot ala agam, you were completely negligent. However, in the case of our Mishnah, that's not complete negligence, because the way he says it is that animals do go up to mountains and valleys sometimes. It's something that they do. Therefore, it's a higher standard. And the Ritva says as well that in the Gemara Alam Avav Amid Beis, if you bring it to the Agam, that's not Pshia Gemura. It's not complete Pshia. Sounds like it's a middle category of partial Pshia. We acknowledge the fact that you are making it susceptible to a particular danger. However, it is not as if you were completely Poshea in doing so. So the Riva, you see that there's a difference in terms of Pshia Gemura and complete Pshia. He is only requiring this very high standard that we have to know if you weren't completely Poshea. Okay?
Was the Hevel in the
Agam?
Yeah. Was that possibly foreseeable? I mean, was that completely
Abai is arguing it's certainly foreseeable.
So if you brought it there, I mean, that's...
Well, it is not clear that
it's a greater Peshaya.
Well, I think he's saying it's foreseeable that it might happen, but it's not 100% clear that's why it happened, and it's not clear, meaning it's, I would say it seems to me that it's a low percentage chance that is foreseeable. Meaning you might know about the Havel Da'agma that exists, but you don't necessarily know that animals will be sensitive to it and die.
Not like bring the animal up to the cliff. Where
exactly.
It's also a grave danger.
Exactly. So we see within the Ritva, and again, even within the Manda Amar Kilasa Vashia Vesofa Ba'onis Putter, where the Ritva makes that pretty clear, that you, Apshia Gemura, will still create this standard where if in any way we can attribute the death of the animal to your Apshia, it still will be Chayav. If you have a lower level of Apshia, then we require much more evidence. So that is the Ritva. And I think so that's how he's writing the Sugya. You distinguish between Lamed Vav, Amud Beis, and Ayin Ches based on the degree of Pshia. And I think that's also consistent with Machmas HaMayla, where it's not simply, that, there I think it's not just, you know, an Ones so much as there we pretty consistent that what you did, we're pretty certain that the reason it died was because you exposed it to that extraneous strain. However, how do we answer for Rashi?
Do we say that's more of a knas, or we actually do assume that if there was a gross negligence, that was...
You're asking what's the logic behind this?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me try to explain Rashi, and then I'll try to give some logical framework for analyzing these questions. It's fine. If you take a look at the... we'll leave this sheet of Mikvasa for tomorrow. I think he has an interesting point here. Maybe, actually. So just answer for Rashi. The way I explain Rashi is that it seems to me Rashi thinks that this is indeed Pshia Gemura. Rashi thinks that Ayin Ches Amud Aleph is Poshea by deviating from the instructions of the Baal Bayit. That is Pshia. And that's why he thinks, again, well, and what we're arguing essentially is that even within the Manda Amar Chilasa B'Shia V'Sofa Ba'ones Patur, still, by being Poshea, you already create a Cheskas Chiv for yourself. Right? Something we'll discuss tomorrow, for instance, halachic, there's a difference between a case where I acknowledge borrowing money from someone, I just don't know if I paid them back, in Yodea Impraticha, versus I'm unsure whether I even borrowed money from them altogether, right? In Yodea Imnes Chayafti. where in one case you acknowledge that you were once obligated, and the question is whether or not you relieved yourself of that obligation, and in the second case, you question whether the very existence of that obligation. Rashi is saying that Shia, according to everybody, creates an obligation, a standard. And as usual, if you look at Shittim Mikubetzet, well, he says this pretty clearly, just because we don't have that much time, he says, Pirish, Nafal Torah Chad Tzakina. It's a strange expression. When the ox falls down, the knife is sharpened. Kevan shepasha talina alav b'chol midi lahamer alav. Once he's poshea, we pin all possible deaths to him. Va'af agad v'lo bar yezeka d'ahav v'lo utziyahu mi'atzmo. Afiu shelo lomer Hashem matov. Kevan shelo pasha kineged ganav mi'chayos. Kevan sheyoshi mishamer efshar dafil meisgarka poter v'lo b'tiyim b'havla. If you had brought there yourself, we won't, and you were watching it, then we're not going to be mechayev you. V'lo mikri p'shia brua lagabe havla, kevin do bara hezek havla. Ela mitok p'shias hayetzia, talino ba b'chol midi, ke'en t'chilaso b'shia v'sofo ba'onesu. Ela k'she baru arlanu sh'sofo ba'ones gomar, hara yotzim na p'shia b'vale pater, u'k'shu misopak im'sofo ba'ones, mukmina la'ach eskate de p'shias hayetzia. Right, very interesting. The way he says it is, if we don't know whether or not whether or not it's Pshia, it's the opposite. Once you were Poshea, then, within this opinion that Pshia, it's Chas Pshia, so is Pater. Once you were Poshea, there is a Chazaka that it died because of Pshia. If we know that it died because of Anonis Gamor, then, and this is also instructive as to how he learns the idea of Chas Pshia, so is Pater, then the Onis removes the Chazaka of the Pshia, and we assume it was because of the ones, and therefore your putter. If it's a suffix as to whether it was an ones, then the chiyuv, or at least our assumption, from the pshia is still present, and then we will obligate you for the death of the animal. So this idea that the pshia itself creates a chazaka, which will be mechayev you, unless we know otherwise. And I think Rashi understands that is true in both cases. So then the question will be, again, just for Rashi, why is it that here Rava says, Ma'achamavas, Ma'alihacha, Ma'alihatam, whereas in the case in Bava Metzia, where it sounds like we're being Machayavir for being Poshea, it sounds like we're being Chayavir for being Poshea. So here, I think what you could say, even if we don't know for a fact that the reason that it died was because of what you did. So I think here there are different ways to go, but I think one compelling and interesting idea is that it could be that it's not just that Rashi thinks is that this is Poshea, it could be in a certain sense it's worse. Because since he specifically told you not to bring it to the Bikka, and Rashi's already considering that Pshia, therefore any death which could be associated with your deviation from his instructions, you will be chayav for. Meaning, in the case you brought it out to the agam, it's not that he told you don't bring it to an agam. You had an obligation to watch the animal. So we have to know, Rashi will say, according to Rava at least, we have to know that the reason that it died was related to that. Here, he tells you don't bring it to the mountain. That's what he told you. Now, once you assume that that is considered Pshia, if at all we can say, well, you disobeyed him and the reason it died was because you disobeyed him and brought it to the mountain, Rashi's willing to be Mechayev you, even more so than in the case of Lam Vavim Beis. So I think what we see is that there are different standards as to whether or not we can pin the death of the animal on your negligence. And it might depend on the level of negligence or different levels of negligence and how you understand the type of chiyuv that pshia creates and what you consider to be poshea.
I was going to mention it. Intrium, which is